Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. You don't know. Welcome to the very special Christmas edition. You know how we love one, huh? For actually, I do this on Christmas Day. Like, I'm supposed to cook breakfast to my family right now. But we're there, so I will enjoy. Bright and surely Christmas morning. Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Big up on yourselves. I hope your families are doing
big up,
well.
Big up.
Yo, you know, a festive
man,
season.
Everybody happy and good.
Craig, man, I assume that's alcohol.
Yeah. A little doors and a little Angostura bitters. Nice.
Oh, don't know, say a festive season when Craig got alcohol in it. That means that I show you I got nice.
My too nice.
All right, so I don't have a nice. It's a dry morning. Me not touch no alcohol until a certain hour of the day.
Yo, you know, when they say it's a dry morning, that could have got any direction a while ago. Like, man, I said,
yeah,
please.
But, no, yeah, but don't go there. Just
cool. No, it's cool. All may I ask you is, I feel like you're too close to the camera. We can't get to see the Grinch. Cause yo, God, I want proper Grinch something. I go.
It's not, say, no, man. No, I'm a Grinch. I'm a Grinch at all.
And a Grinch is an elf.
No, see, then hold on.
My mama. Yeah. So banana. Hey.
There we go. Merry and bright bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. The joy is high. The spirits are high. And the spirits are flowing. Nobody else. Anybody else spike them eggnog?
Cheers. Yeah, cheers, my brother. You have to.
Just drop a little Grey Goose in your eggnog. Ooh, what a vibe.
You have kids in the house? You have children?
Rum.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all of my children over 20 now. So.
Right.
Children,
no, so,
yeah, children relative. The youngest are 15. So.
So for me, what happened is that we have kiddie eggnog and adult eggnog.
Mm.
So, you know,
we're good. I mean, respectfully, and this is going to make me sound weird. I don't know if this is going to make me sound weird. But even the adult eggnog, I still going to spike it with a little Grey Goose and just... Because I already have liquor in it, you know, but I got to add a little bit more. Wait, now I got to taste, because what kind of really taste it?
Oh, well, our eggnog, as adult eggnog, it makes sense to add nothing to it.
Charge.
Rum,
rum, not the right thing for eggnog, man.
Oftentimes, rum
in it, you know, but may I spike it with vodka?
Oftentimes, our eggnog is kind of volatile. If you leave our eggnog out, it will evaporate.
Oh, Jaja. We love that.
Fry. Fry.
All right, I'm going to go straight into the vibes because
yes, please. Let's go.
We have a list of things to talk about. And the first one, I had to put some thought into this one because when the producer sent it, I said, this is an interesting question.
Right.
Who can recall their best and worst Christmas gifts ever received? I'm going to start with worst.
Worst. All right. So mine is kind of different in that I said it in the group when we had the discussion, right? One of the worst gifts I got was not because of the quality of the gift itself. The gift itself was really good. It is just that this lady thought that giving me this gift for Christmas was good. And I never liked that. Mm. And that gift was front.
Mm.
Yeah, mama give me like literally. She had on a two-piece zine, and there was a big bow on the panty part zine.
Yeah,
right. And she's like, "Merry Christmas, baby," and I was like, "You like no?"
Exactly. That's why, you know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and eventually I did, but. Because you know,
yeah, I gotta take the gift, same,
yeah, man. I take it. But I mean, like, may I say, no, no, like a thought, no, like a effort, no, like a nothing, you front, The Christmas?
What?
Yo, no. I was pissed off. I was so upset.
Craig response.
You know.
And before, how are you for saying, Craig? I'll go last.
You sure? So this is not, I'm not telling you mine. This is just in response. I think that is one of the most fantastic gifts you can get for any occasion. And I think the fact that she went out of her way to acquire said bow and wrap it is fantastic. I love it. I love those things, you know. I love those things. I just need that still. I love those things so much that I don't need no other present. You can't give me that for birthday. You can't give me for Christmas. You can't give me. But good.
You know, and I.
That's a mystery.
Let me say this. I feel your pain, God. Honestly, I feel your pain, and I can't lie to you. Kind of gonna lean more in a correct direction because, believe me, you know, in the moment, I am accepting the gift with glee. Me gonna jump up, me gonna excited, me gonna say yes for me again. The same front from yesterday. Oh God, for me. Okay, I'm not gonna accept it, I'm gonna love it, I'm gonna enjoy it. However, ladies, respectfully, front is not a present. So it's when you realize that front alone, you get cause front have to be part of the present, anyways. In my estimation, front have to be part, no,
bro. Let me tell you,
yeah, but Craig,
no,
no, no,
you know,
she never bring an extra.
See it now, you see it now, you see what I'm talking about now. Yeah, that's kind of what I say. If Cheers. There was no. another
hey, one I mean, no, cards, no, I appreciate it.
Then too. Fine. As a matter of fact, you know what would have been a present? To not give it to me. Because it's a girl when me and her normally, like, we are rabbits. You understand me?
Also, except she gave a little rest that year.
Yeah, dog. Like, baby, for Christmas, I'm giving you a break. Oh, thank you,
Santa. Man said the same front they gave me this morning. Again. Jesus.
Bro, on a Christmas day, too, you know, Christmas day when me and I did go out, Christmas Eve. You know, we did not come up Christmas Eve. All right, cool.
I'm realizing now that there's a reason that I used to go to the psychiatrist for these things, you know. I'm realizing now. But I cannot have enough of that thing, you know. I cannot tell you that. If I go so bam, 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 500 times and it turn, it's
all over again. No, yeah, bro.
Like, I'm saying, I must
share the same level of excitement. Don't get me wrong, you know, I must share the same level of excitement. You know.
But very easy for police still, but you know.
I'm going to share the same level.
So you know, so it's true.
Truth serum. But may I tell you, I must share the same level of excitement. Respectfully, I get it. I'm there.
I just
it's
need that.
After the fact, it's because when you come, as them say, you come to your senses, and you realize, but hold up. So this is all you give me? Because I expect this as part of the gift, but with the rest of the gift there?
I guess because I'm weird, you know, like I've never really been, because like I struggle with this question. When I got the question, I was like, I don't really know what to say. I don't accept gifts very well. Well, let me not say that. I accept them very well and I appreciate them, but I don't remember. So I don't remember if it's Christmas, me they get it. I don't remember my gifts, you know. I put them to use and then that's it. So I don't even really, I can't answer. I don't know the best Christmas gifts I've ever received and I don't know the worst. I can't remember it. But I would wager that front is among the best. I just saw me still like me not do well with present, me not.
Actually, you know what's funny? Where they are so hyper fixated upon one thing, brother. God, all right. So your worst gift was front. Craig, what was your worst gift? Because we just
left on the first one.
Listen,
brother, you know, like, my worst gift. May I go to my worst gift? I'm telling you this. And this is I've been traumatized. I've been scared.
Don't make it a story, you know. Just tell her the gift.
I have to tell you the story behind it. I have to tell you the story. So the gift was a shirt and a tie. And nothing wrong with it in terms of the quality, but may I tell you why it was a bad gift? We joined this thing in at the office. Because if you know me, you know someone work 9 to 5. So at the office, we have a thing, Pixie. We say, all right, cool.
Oh, Secret Santa.
Secret Santa, as you Americans call it. But we say Pixie. So Pixie, I go on. They come where I exchange gift. The person, I go, so boom, I'm look under the tree, you know, you take up your bag. And you're supposed to open it. And after you open your gift and you them see your reaction, then the person gets to say, oh, I was your Pixie. Zin, Marsha, I open this thing, the box, they look cool. I pull it apart. My sister says, a next box within a box. Pull it apart. I'm going to take it out. It's a shirt, but it's a bright yellow shirt with a yellow and brown striped tie. No, I'm going to tell you something. If you know me well enough, and brother, I'm very peculiar about my wear. So you can't say, yeah, give me a gift and you give me clothes. Because chances are, what you like, me not gonna like. But me have to put on a fake smile like, oh, this is so nice. Who picked this? Oh my God, I'm wearing this to the office Monday. No, I'm not. You'll never see me wear this thing. I'm sorry. It was horrible. And for those people who know of that particular Pixie incident, they will probably notice that after that, I'm not keen for joining or something anymore. Yeah, give me what you would think. I'm like, no. I'm not depend on that.
Yeah. I'm horrible. I'm feeling. Yeah.
So what about best gift?
Best gift, I have two. I make them quick. The first one was a PlayStation. Shout out, Mrs. Cuff. I'm going to get a PlayStation. And the next one was a long time ago. I got through a difficult time in my life. A friend of mine noticed, and she kind of just said, yo, dog, here what? I have a Christmas present for you in a circle. Oh my God, it was an envelope, and they have enough money in there for me to buy like gifts and things for my kids and make for them Christmas nice. So, yeah, them two were definitely the best two gifts I've ever gotten in my life.
Interesting.
Craig, how about you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm not have a best gift. I don't really have a best gift either.
Yeah, all right, so I'm not gonna laugh, no. Because the best gift, well,
front.
So you see, you want a girl to read your mind. The girl don't know what to do. She don't know what to do.
It just can't be the same front. Yeah.
It wasn't a three-way. It was a four-way, but yeah.
What a crossroads. Three new fronts?
No, not three new. One, me very accustomed to, which was my lady at the time, and then two of her friends. And it was also then that I discovered that she and her friend used to get together. You understand me?
Independently of me,
and decided to make my Christmas merry and bright. And oh my God, it absolutely was. So I mean, and I shouldn't really say that was the best gift, to be honest. It was super fun. It was definitely the most fun gift. But if I was actually to say best, though, I'd be honest with you. There's a selfie that I took with me and my daughter. She was like, oh my God, how old was Noelle? I don't remember her age. I really don't remember her age now.
Noelle,
N-O-E-L-L-E, because she was supposed to be a Christmas baby, and I'm corny. She ended up born after Christmas. But there was a picture of me and her, a selfie I took. And when I held the phone up, she was stretching for it. She was stretching for the phone. And we were under this big mango tree in our grandparents' front yard. And I love that picture. And Noelle absolutely loved that picture too. In fact, she has it in our room on our dresser. And my wife framed it. My wife got it framed. Because I sent it to her and she got it framed, and it just, yeah, it absolutely melted my heart. So if I was to say a best gift, that would have been it. But most fun was that four-way it wasn't my wife, but yeah, that was pretty hot shit.
Nice.
Let's keep it moving though. Coffee looked like he can get lost a while ago.
Nobody have a bad mind here, come and say, yo, nobody never really think about me them way. If I say, yo, you know what? I'm going to bring two friends yeah. for coffee. You know,
I know, but coffee, if we're being fair though, I mean, one look in the mirror and you would realize why they wouldn't do that. A woman has already subjected herself to you. She's not going to torture her friends.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. And respectfully, I get it. I mean, because obviously, she's going to feel like our friend them are going to want take me away. Well, it's cool. But get away a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So nowadays, right? In the growing capitalist environment that we live in, and when we see like, you know, Instagram models and, you know, TikTok fixins and influencers doing so much and living their best life on camera. Do you think that the whole excitement of Christmas has caused people to lose the true meaning of Christmas? Or do you think that that whole excitement is the true meaning of Christmas? Because everybody have different views of this thing. You know? Some people think is like Christians will say that it's the day to give thanks for the birth of Christ. But everybody doesn't share that. Yeah, people that don't even celebrate Christmas in that way. You know, them like the season, but them don't celebrate Christmas in that way. So, you know, what is it that we really believe is the most important thing of Christmas? What is the true meaning? You know, are there several?
For me, I think Christmas really is a time when you should put people first. It's a time
especially if them giving you front. Sorry.
Well, you know, that counts.
Put that S in brackets.
Fronts, yeah. All right, cool. No, but on a real note, for me, it's a time when you really put people first and you seek to just mend fences where fences can be mended or need to be mended. And togetherness. Yeah, togetherness, celebrating life with those closest to you, and putting others first. It's a season to make other people feel, you know, give the joy of life to others.
Yeah, I agree.
There's only one way to give the joy of life to others.
Well yeah. I said it, I was like, but yeah, give life's joy to others.
Yeah, big up joy wherever she is.
Who comment in the morning?
At the night time. I will say is, I agree with you 100%, God. I think Christmas is absolutely for others. So, I mean, even if you are not necessarily, because some people consider themselves like Christmas people, like people identify themselves as, oh, I'm a Christmas person. That's my time of year. I go all out. Cool. Big up, Uno. I consider myself a coffee. And coffee don't really just know, say, yo, when at Christmas time, as much as if I were alone, I probably wouldn't get as excited about the season. But when I see how my children respond and how my family members respond to the season, it bring out that feeling of joy there in me, and it make me want to share with them. So it make me want to buy them gifts because I want to see the excitement on them face. It make me want to do things with them, hang out, drink, play dominoes. Yo, let me tell you something about domino in my face. Anyway, let me not get sidetracked. So yeah, Christmas time is the time to get with family, get with those you care about, get with the people you probably don't get to spend time with as often as you should. And we give thanks for what we have, and we can share what we have in a very intimate setting. And I think that really is it for me. For some people, I understand it is for them time to say, you know, I'm going to go to church Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, the whole time they're going to go to church, they're going to get ashes on them face, all kind of thing. Big up on my love on just the same. The people who only care about the gifts at Christmas time, my love on too. That's why I'm gonna buy the gifts because I want to see the response for all of them. You know what I mean? So it's really, I guess, that season of love. The real season of love, not Valentine's Day, because that is bullshit.
Yeah. Craig, how about you?
Food.
Hey, yo.
It's not a way, but that is definitely my favorite part of Christmas, and
that's the true meaning of the season for you. food is the true meaning of Christmas for you.
Kinda, because let me tell you why. Yeah. I think that it is very symbolic to break bread with those that you love. So I think that at that Christmas dinner, that sharing a meal with family and with, you know, loved ones is priceless. I mean, so I guess it's very similar to what Coffee was saying about togetherness and family. Yes, but at the same time, it's and he did say that too, like it's sharing what you have with them. And I feel like I get really excited and I kind of go all out for Christmas dinner. It's a thing that I really pay attention to. You know, so this evening I got really nice, like, you know, me have my eggnog prepared and all of them something, which, you know, maybe I'm gonna put up a video of me doing the eggnog and thing, but like me have that prepared and, you know, it's a joy for me. Is that what I think of the boy about that?
Because I show off, you make eggnog and you're not share with nobody. Like,
I'm not share with everybody, just everybody that's here.
Yo, God, here we do. Yo, we're gonna pull up. Me no care, get in. We're gonna pull up. Don't worry yourself. I forget a glass of eggnog.
They can pull up.
But hear what I'm doing. Coffee. Yeah. Pull up a Craig Yard, him not necessarily like open the gate. Also, you boom the fence and then you're a trespasser.
God, let me explain something. I don't think. God, let me explain something to you. You might need Craig to open the gate for you. But we can't say, yo, Trish.
Well, okay. I think Maximus and Achilles would have something to say about that.
I won't go over the gate. I won't go over the gate. But Trish will come get me, don't worry. Trish love me. Trish will come get me, man. I don't know about you.
Provided that she can walk a straight line after the eggnog or anything else.
And I love the eggnog.
Let's keep moving.
Come and say the eggnog, you want to, bro? Hey! whatever the season means for you, please. Be safe, be kind, and be yourself. That alone I can say. Whatever the season means for you.
Next matter.
Yeah.
So,
but before that, you know, there are some people that believe that Christmas is should not be celebrated and is a pagan holiday.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that and they believe that is the real ominous reasoning behind Christmas, the true meaning behind Christmas?
I mean, I think they wouldn't be wrong. I think the origins of Christmas kind of started off in a pagan form, if I'm not mistaken. But at the same time, I think the programming has worked so well that even though we are programmed and we are celebrating what started out as a pagan holiday, I don't think we apply any pagan traditions or give homage to any pagan gods. So what we are doing is we just celebrate with the family and with loved ones, and we actually turn what was something that was meant to be bad into something good. We are turning it in a spirit, a season of sharing, a season of caring, and a season of family. So I mean,
are you sure that Santa hat might very well be homage?
Yeah, first of all, we got Viagra. But even
Arcialis?
You...
Which is
me know I'm telling my drug of choice, but
no, which is prescribed to drive down a PSA, a high PSA count. I'm just saying,
One of them uptown, and one of them
that's interesting. Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. The Santa hat might be, a pagan symbol, and we're unaware of it. But as long as I am not projecting or putting any form of energy into paganism, then I don't think paganism will benefit from me just wearing a piece of cloth on the top of my head.
Yo, let me tell you this. The people them when we talk about Christmas, pagan, this, that, them bunny thought. All right. If, for example, right, you are of a different religious persuasion and the concept of Christmas is not a part of your religion, then I totally respect that. And, you know, that's good on you. You understand me? We each choose or find our own path to the Almighty, or who we perceive as the Almighty, and great. You have some other people now where there are some pseudo-religious people, right?
For sure.
Pseudo spiritual people. Oh, Christmas is pagan.
God. Right, God. Simplify that. Simplify that a little bit. What do you mean pseudo? You mean people like them have like pseudo or them?
Fake. No, sorry. Fake. Oh. Like, yeah. False.
It's cool. Really, we're cool. We'll put the definition of pseudo on the screen. It's all right. Keep going.
Shut up. So, but no. So for them people that where them just kind of fake it and use it as an excuse for just burn the season or whatever. Meanwhile, there are other aspects of them life where fully pagan out, like piss off. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And I mean,
like again, let me just reiterate my point. If you're against or you don't subscribe to Christmas as a season and its activities from a religion that you practice, I totally get it, and big up yourself. But for the rest of them, where just about it, oh, yeah, pagan, but your lifestyle otherwise inculcates certain amount of paganistic activities, no, I'm not here for it. I'm really not here for it.
Yeah, talk your business, dude.
Yeah, so go on, true cop.
No, you go on.
I'm gonna wait there, I'm gonna say that, you know. No, but man, I can't go the next stage afterwards. So
that's good. That's good.
Okay, so basically, what may I say is there are a lot of things about Christmas that I don't particularly subscribe to. I love the energy of the season and the vibe of the season. So I love the togetherness. I love the parties, the dinners, the banquets. I love those things. I love the poinsettias. I love the colors. I love all of those things. So, you know, I do get excited when it comes around to those things. So so there are certain things that people hold as Christmas traditions that I particularly enjoy. I don't really love the Santa thing. I don't love the elf thing. I don't love the gift giving thing. Or let me not say I don't love the gift giving thing, but I don't love the thought that you must present a present. You know, but you know, I understand that, you know, there are people that is them love language. So it is important for those people to feel the love as well. So you know, I get it. You know. But there are some things that are undeniable traditions of Christmas that are exciting. Some things may not, you know, some things exciting. The hat, I like the naughty or not. Oh, so this hat in particular was a Christmas tradition for me.
Tell us more.
one day I was at the studio, Christmas Eve, we were at the studio one time. Big up Raj P from East Link Records. We were at the studio when it used to be up Mona one time. So TOK was there and we were recording. And my then girlfriend, now wife, turned up at the studio in this hat, an Aliko elf outfit kind of thing. We did a drink and thing and a whole of ice because it was Christmas Eve. And she just showed up at the studio and she brought a bottle. It was naughty. It was a vibe. Hey, yeah, it was a vibe.
But if I find sound effects for that one day, like I'm
saying, hear this money, I know.
He's going with this. I know he's going with this. Well, in the spirit,
that's part of the tradition, yeah.
You spoke on the spirit of traditions, because you see, when you mentioned the food portion of it, Craig, alright. So I'm gonna tell you how Christmas Day goes. So like, no, my actually I started my Christmas Day late because.
By the way, we're talking about non-negotiable
traditions.
Okay, cool.
Traditions. So one such tradition for me is in the morning I will make breakfast for my family. So I'm going to make breakfast. Everybody will gather. We're gonna eat food. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna probably watch a movie. Probably not Home Alone, but we're gonna watch a little Christmassy movie. We're gonna hold a vibe, and then probably by midday, so everybody disperse. Let's start get dressed and whatever, because now the tradition is we go road. So we're gonna go to either a family member house, your parents' house, your friend's house, whoever I cook. We're gonna slap with some food at all these locations. But there's one central gathering spot at the end of all of that. 8-9 o'clock, we'll gather at a particular friend's house and we'll play games. Now, the games are going to vary. Sometimes the games might turn into violence. I've seen that. But oftentimes, it leads to the best of drunken behavior. I'm just want to big up all of my friends who know our game has become a tradition in the world. We used to have a thing where we used to do from in the early 2000s. We used to call deer or shot. So I got dare you. Based on the magnitude of my dare, I can't say your dog. I got dare you. Is either you got to do what I said or you got to drink a whole glass of vodka, scotch, whatever the liquor is. And the deer them kind of get extreme. Like one of them was to pull somebody out of them car and give them a lap dance in the street. But now I'm going to further than that. I'm going to stop right there. So. But those are some of the Christmas traditions. Food, and not necessarily just food at your yard, food at people's yard. And then that games night day, you know, after Christmas. After, you know, the evening part after Christmas dinner.
That's a dysfunctional tradition.
Thanks. But that's what my friends are. We are very much dysfunctional.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. All right.
Happy to be a business associate.
You know, the one thing we realize about this grouping, and it's unfortunate that Rodney is not yet.
You want to add even more dysfunction?
No, just hear me out. It's just unfortunate, Rodney, for this particular discussion, but generally, has not yet emerged from the drunken stupor he must have been in from last night, Christmas Eve. I joke. He drinks responsibly because he drinks doers. All right.
So,
message.
Come on.
No, but me realize, me team, me lame, me thing normal, me thing middle of the street, me thing just straight laced. Because, all right, when it comes to non-negotiable Christmas traditions, for me, it is family dinner and properly dress up. I mean, properly put together. So every year, I'm with a family, and I'm talking like my bigger, broader family. I'm referring to my wife and our two kids, right? And we pick a theme, and like we rotate who pick the theme. So one year is daddy pick the theme, then the next year is mommy, then Noel, then Nick, right? And we're in a Noel year. So this year's theme is purple and gold, right?
Lakers.
Which is what I thought, but I was so happy, right? So we dress up in purple and gold themed outfits. The tree is done in purple and gold. Them kind of way there. So like we do that as a thing. And if you're coming to visit us, you have to wear stuff in the theme. So
coffee yellow shirt, could that work?
No, gold, not yellow.
with the yellow and brown stripes. Nigga. Who the fuck? You think me I get up and come out looking like a big right banana? Sir, move from with your shirt. Hey, and the worst thing, yo, Pixie did always nice when a woman get any name, but just when man get any name, brother, respectfully. But yo, it's a God respect. I like your Christmas tradition. That is so wholesome. But dog, my daughter linked me from like 2 weeks ago, and she said, "Daddy, where you say how much places say where I go?" Because my family know after breakfast we're not eating at our house. We're going road, so we're gonna go. People yard, I mean, sometimes my parents yard, like my father will cook. My uncle them always have something. My auntie sometimes down at Fair House and everybody pull up a vibes. Family a cook. After you left, that dinner there, because that dinner there about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Naga left, naga circle. A friend of mine, so either David, Khalil, one of them man there cook something, naga circle the block, mash up some of them food. But then we end at a particular friend's house. I'm not call her name because I'm not sure. She there. But I'm not call her name because I don't want nobody pull up our yard. And when games night start at Fair Yard, it goes until Boxing Day. And I like the way your thing, you said dress up, bro. We can't dress up for our thing. You have to dress up functionality because sometimes your deer might be jump off of the roof, which somebody has done.
Wait a second, hold on there. Stick out
somebody jump. The deer was to jump off of the roof. And she jumped off of the roof, brother.
All right, hold on. What when a you night. Say jump off, When you say jump off of the roof, you mean like jump off like the dog kennel roof?
Like,
no.
No. First of all, the first part of the deer was should have to climb on the deer, up on the top of the roof, and get a little striptease up there. But she did still up there. So somebody said, oh, so by the time the deer them come around now, that man said, oh, but you're still up there. All right, yo, you can't climb down that deer if you jump down.
I have a question. I returned to Jamaica in January.
Yeah.
Right? You know what? Organize one games night like February. I want forward. I just have to, you
if,
know, just
if anybody there in Jamaica. If somebody there in Jamaica, that's not the problem. Some of these friends live overseas. If everybody there in Jamaica, sure as hell, we can organize something where you can forward. Brother, historic times.
Clearly. What happened to her when she jumped off of the roof into a trampoline? Like, what she jumped off of the roof into?
She dropped in a bush.
Oh,
she
so wasn't, they were near.
Okay, she chipped
so
up.
So they were nearby bushes. Oh, they were nearby.
There's
bushes.
A hedge. There's a hedge. So she was trying to jump over the hedge, but long story short, she dropped. Property? She fall back. No. The hedge go like so and so. So she was trying to jump in front of the hedge. Got the roof not that high now. I mean, for I'm 6 foot little. The roof barely 9 foot, maybe 10. So it's not that big of a jump. But
oh, it's a midget house. Okay, carry on.
Yeah. So when she comes about, yeah, fussy. When she jump off, she try to avoid the hedge, Zine. So she drop in front of the hedge, you know. But she falls back and drop in the bush then.
That's wild as hell, boy.
Yeah, party nice. I'm gonna see if somebody I'm not tell that story. That story yeah. I got too wicked.
Please stop. Yeah. I mean, because this kind of has brought us into the next part of the discussion about how we spend or celebrate Christmas with our friends. But we just want to follow on to something you said, no coffee, because all right. That bit about having breakfast at home and then you know on a Ghana road after that. That's a part of our Christmas tradition too, except that we do dinner first, we do our dinner, you understand me? And then thereafter, a road. So like when we're in Jamaica, we would move from family member house to family member house together. There's a particular uncle and aunt, Uncle Evan and Auntie Molly, right? And they have like this big family dinner. So even in our family WhatsApp group, there's a list of the menu and who is responsible for each item on the menu. So it's almost like a
potluck vibes.
Almost like a Christmas potluck. But the good thing is my family can cook, like proper throwdown. Like I've thought so many times, why aren't we into a catering business? Why are we not do this? You know? But now that we're in the US, we do it independently. So Nick goes to check his friends. Noel goes to check her friends. And then me and my wife, as adults, we know to spot them for link up and thing, you know? So, like, and that's something we've got to do as a part of our new Christmas dispensation, where I just, you know, spreading the love, but also ensuring that we help our neighbors to not waste food.
Exactly. I never leave home on Christmas.
Yeah. That's why I'm not forward to your yard, Craig. No worry. Man.
Never. My house is normally the last place people go for Christmas. And we used to cook.
When I say the last place people, when I say the last place people go, as in they come to your house and then they're never
heard. No. Again. No, they leave. So yeah, man. So so people normally congregate here for Christmas dinner. So I don't go anywhere. We used to cook every meal, but most of it is catered now. So you know, we have one or two things that I will make. Like I will make eggnog if I in the vibe. I will make like a cake, a cheesecake, most likely. Cause I don't really make fruit cakes. It's not my thing. My grandmother used to do that, but you know, she don't really cook again. So, I mean, you will have, I think my daughter did cookies. I think she did those chocolate chip cookies. I think she did cookies this year. I don't know, I just eat cookies. I'm not sure who did bake them, but like, yeah, so my house is normally the the place that most of the food is. As far as so I guess that's a tradition. Sarel is a tradition as well. We do really good sarel. No whole heap of rum and nice, you know? And no matter how old you are, you're going to get... Should I say that on camera?
You talk where you talk, man. You shy?
Everybody get camera. Everybody get sorry. No, ask friend that just drink. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as non-negotiable, I think that's it. Like, you know, it's just that vibe. It's just really the food. Really the food. Like, we go hard. We pay attention to the food for Christmas.
Craig, so, nobody here is going to report it to the police, okay?
I'm good, man.
I don't know if anybody watching will.
The funny thing is, my daughter got shame on me because I'm sure I give her an agenda. I would say, oh, these are the places where I go. But I just add Craig yard to the list of places and I pull up. So no feeling away. On my way to games night, I pull up your yard real quick. I don't know more, some of that eggnog there. And when you say food catered, make sure you have the little plastic plate for the to-go box.
Yeah, man. So that's the thing. It's really washing up was the problem. So we have some really nice disposable things that we use. So nowadays. So we have no holy part work. Nobody now do no holy part work Christmas. Well, except me, I always do a woolly. Because my brother and I, we are going to do the roast beef and the ham and the desserts and the eggnog, and we do those things. But
which is a little different for us, because like from a little youth until now, for Christmas, we are doing everything the formal way. Like there's no disposable anything. You understand me? Proper metal cutlery.
But they say four people in your family, right?
Yeah, but even when we were younger and I did more people at the
house. But you know what's for 40 people.
Brother.
No. So hold on. Right. Bro. But here what happened. Because when we were younger, right? And definitely before, like I started my family, right? People would come to our house on Christmas Day, right? Now, visitors get the disposable stuff, see? But when we eat, right, it is proper china, proper cutlery. Man, and everything line out properly. So you have your fork for your entree, your fork for your dessert, your spoon for your soup.
I have no occasion to do them thing there again, like china and proper salt, the setting of my full table setting. But, like I have no occasion to do those things anymore.
You get the appetizer and stuff. You understand me? You get your salad. Everything is full.
I grew up like that, but I don't do that anymore. But I grew up like that.
Got to remind me, same grew up proper in our country. Because I tell you, dog, if you go, I have some family at Mandeville. Like, when them say Christmas dinner, we go to Mandeville, bro. Big table, seat probably 12, maybe 14 people, and a proper cutlery and china. I said, dog, like this fancy, this expensive, but no, dog. In a Kingston, you cool it out like a plastic plate, you know. You know, that's serious.
Disposables are nice. You have some nice disposables.
And a regular plastic, a hard plastic, it feel...
Premium disposable.
Yeah, the bougie one. As we say, you might go crash Craig, boy.
Yeah, on that note then, so is there a difference between how we celebrate Christmas with our family versus with our friends? I think we kind of touched upon it a little bit, because when Coffee talk about games night in certain spaces and things. But one of the things that, like, my family, especially when I hit university and moved to Kingston, the Renaissance used to have an all-white Christmas party.
Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Day, there are a couple of big events back in the day on Christmas Day. The name of the party them are beat me now. But
I know a few of them, but we never forget them the free promotion. But yeah, man.
Them not keep no more, bro.
Them still keep, man. Believe me, one of them I keep tonight.
Name it. No, no, literally name it. No matter.
Milk and honey.
Eh?
Milk and honey.
Oh, milk and honey, are they always Christmas?
Hmm. Yeah.
Milk and honey. There's something Christmas else. Too. There's something
as I'm going to say, me nah go nowhere Christmas. Me nah go nowhere tonight. Them nah see me. Mm. First of all, my friends, all right, so this is both how I celebrate Christmas with my friends and non-negotiable. Like, if you need me to come to anywhere you are on Christmas, you are not seeing me. So tonight, I go nowhere. You're not seeing me. If you don't come to my yard,
the end.
You're not seeing me, unless it's a performance.
But and on that note, though, Craig, given your stance on Christmas, the season, how you view it, how you celebrate it with your family, the fact that you don't leave home, for example, Right. Do you take Christmas Day bookings?
Yeah, man, but we charge double. So if you pay it, me go. But I prefer to not be there. Yeah.
Oh, so since it's a season of... Since it's a season of giving,
yeah, man, holiday,
you will give a performance if they give you twice the regular rate.
Correct.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
yeah, man, for me, my family upon Christmas and New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. Yeah, it have to, word the world.
Yeah.
Mm. Just set my phone a while ago. Milk and honey, actually, 28th. But I'm sure you have some party where I keep. I just can't remember the name of them.
Yeah, man, no,
when I keep it up, yeah, I see them I set up earlier.
I've been to a number of Christmas Day events with my cousins. And think because like once we done our Christmas dinner and then like we're gonna visit somebody, right? Then I have cousins who are visiting, like, for example, like from the US and the UK, right? And they're like, yo, we know so this I keep tonight and that I keep tonight. We need for go. I'm like, yo, let's do it because I want Craig, a big family thing. So I like 10 away.
Craig, you ever this thing?
No.
That's a boxing day.
No, though. Enough.
Yeah, no.
Craig has never performed that thing, you know?
So yeah. I've had to work sting a few times. And you remember me tell you, say, our games night will go from 8, 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock Christmas Day till 2 o'clock Boxing Day, maybe 3 o'clock Boxing Day. I remember one year when I was working with Tiffa, Natalie, Timberly, all three of them did there with me at the Christmas thing. And them there for perform at Sting the next day. And it got so bad. But now I say which one. It got so bad that one of them could not perform on Sting because of the games night the night before. Big up TNT. That is a historic moment. Poor promoters never know. We just have to say, oh, she's sick. She can't sing, dog. She's sick. Leave her alone. But we're not going to say which one of them, but it's one of the girls who couldn't perform.
Oh, boy. All right, it's the Timberland, you know? That is a whole, so me the like go for Christmas.
Where?
A girl that can cook, boy.
Timberland can cook.
As in the artist, the singer?
Yeah, man.
What?
Really?
Yeah, man.
Timmy
can throw down, she can cook. Tiffa can, you know what's surprising? Tiffa can cook in a dog.
But I don't know, I never
had. Where's it surprising, though? No, you said surprising, like...
Because I mean, I don't think she give that type of energy. I mean, I think she posts it on her social as much. But I'm going to tell you about that girl. So when she goes to a woman, she say, yo, when I forward, I cook. All of our friend group just skate and gratify her. Because I tell you, when she says she cook steak, shrimp, lobster, all kind of something, like, and that shit tastes good too. Like, big up Timberly, big up Tiffa, them can cook. Natalie can cook too. I don't want Natalie feel left out. But Natalie ain't really the type of cook and say everybody followed me. She not told that. She not love people in her space like that. But them two there will cook some shit and just call you over them.
Yep.
Hey, listen. The morning is well spent. I've enjoyed hanging out with you all online. But as we wrap up this Christmas special, a parting shot, if you will. Craig, What's your word on this bit as we exit?
Christmas, enjoy yourself to the fullest, but do it responsibly. I think that's the best thing I can say. It's that time where you can actually, you know, let go of certain restrictive vibes where you might have had throughout the year. You can relax a little bit and let down your hair, for want of a better phrase. You can relax a little bit, but still be mindful of, you know, who it affects when you do that. And yeah, you know, all the best for the season. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year when it comes. You'll see us again, New Year. Just what a vibe. That's what a vibe, you know, especially, you know, the ones that have been affected by Hurricane Melissa. You know, enough people still dead, you know, without that Christmas energy. So if you can share whatever energy or whatever resources, whatever vibe you might have this Christmas with those, then by all means do so, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, it not nice unless the whole away rejoice, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Coffee?
Wow. Yeah, so all I can say is, thankfully, we made it to December. There are so many people who, you know what I mean, the previous months, I'm sure, all of us missed somebody who we start out the year with, but we never finished the year with them. So life is so fragile, life is so precious. The fact that we're here celebrating the end of another year, this festive season, we could just keep it smart. We could keep ourselves, we could make smart decisions. We could keep ourselves safe. Let's not put ourselves in the way of harm. Let us not try to, we can enjoy ourselves as much as possible, but please, nobody do too much. You know what I mean? I think where things start to go south is when we start to do too much. So yeah, by all means, enjoy the season, enjoy yourself, be kind, be giving, be joyous, spread the festivities, spread the love as much as you can, but at the same time, also be mindful, you know what I mean? Be respectable. No, say, yo, the world is there for we alone, enjoy it. Somebody else have to enjoy it too. So if that means we have to step aside and make somebody enjoy it, please do that. I look forward to 2026. I think there's going to be great things for Unscripted in 2026. So stay with us. Go on, enjoy the show. Go on, enjoy the vibes. Big up on the damn self for the year so far.
From my end, I agree with everything that you both have said already. I'll just add, Craig mentioned it about those persons who are reeling from the effects of Hurricane Melissa. And you mentioned it, Coffee, about persons who you would want to spend the Christmas with you, but they're no longer with us, you know? Lots of people lost close friends, relatives, colleagues, you name it. So remember those people today. Remember the ones that have passed, and remember the ones who are now dealing with their loss, right? And give a lot of love, you know? I said earlier in the show, if you can reach out and mend a fence, be the bigger person. If you can forgive somebody, if you can fix a relationship, you know, if you can repair a bridge, by all means, do so. Obviously, as long as it's absolutely worth it and safe to do so. Don't forget to give yourself grace and lots of love. And planning to be successful and prosperous in 2026 should have started already in 2025, right? But don't worry if you can't start doing certain things on January 1. The most important thing is that you can think about it, plan for it, and execute on that plan. So blessings and love to everybody. So Coffee, take us out. I think we have some socials. That's all?
We have a lot of socials. So depending on where you choose, if you choose TikTok, if you choose Instagram, if you choose X, formerly known as Twitter, we have all of those things. Of course, we're on YouTube. That's where you can actually see the full episodes. That's unscripted.youtube.com/unscripted.pm. The socials that go up there, so I got always just post them right there. So you can follow those, the TikTok, the Instagram, the X, for as Twitter. But what I've realized, and we've been doing the analytics, bro, like we have so many views, but still so little subscribers. So approximately 15% of the people who view the show still don't subscribe, which is wild. I'm assuming you like it just while you're viewing it. So, I mean, if you like it, just subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Those subscribers count. We can use that to build our brand and to keep the show going. So, I appreciate your support. That's your Christmas gift for us today. Just like, subscribe. Damn, look at something that's unscripted, PM. Until next week, which is going to be New Year's Day. Love and love alone. Big up on yourself. I think we're out.
All right, we're out.